Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. My name is Cody Fox. I am here in the beautiful mountains of Western North Carolina. And today we are lucky enough to have Rebecca with us. Rebecca, is this your second time on the podcast now?
It is.
Thank you for coming back and joining us. I met Rebecca about 2 years ago. It was a wonderful experience, and it's so good to see your face again. So, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, Cody, great to see you. And thanks for having me here today. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Rebecca Lorenz. I am the founder of Infinite Success Strategies. And our entire goal is just pouring into mortgage bankers and real estate agents and anyone in the real estate and mortgage industry so that we really make informed decisions on the data that's out there. And we develop sales skills through tips and tactics and understanding body language to really connect and build great relationships and in turn increase our production.
Absolutely. And there's so much to with different personality. We're not going to get into that today, but all the different personality types, all the new data and that's out there. You had just done a webinar with a couple of us at Atlantic Bay too. And that's really what we wanted to dive into about some of that data there. One of those stats was that the median age of first-time homebuyers had really increased. Talk about that just a little bit.
Absolutely. And just for those of you that are listening, I want to make sure I reference where all of this data is. You can reach out to your mortgage banker, Atlantic Bay, and get a copy of it. It comes from that 2024 NAR profile of homebuyers and sellers, just robust 180-some pages of data. And so back to what you were saying, Cody, is the median age of first timers and really the median age of all home buyers was really interesting this year. We saw them go up all the way around. And so when we think about our buyers, the people in our database, and I think there's a lot going on with first time home buyers, the median age, and I'll share these three for you.
Yeah.
The median age for repeat buyers, these are those that are in your database and they're buying their next home, was 61 years old.
Really?
That is the highest it has been since this data started being collected in 1981.
Wow.
So it's just the highest we have ever seen. And you know what's crazy is, so this is repeat buyers. Now, all buyers jump to 56 years old, which is also the highest age we have ever seen. And you know what's crazy, Cody? It went from last year, the median age of all buyers was 49, and it jumped to 56. So we've seen some significant increases in age here.
Well, I mean, we're all getting older and the houses are good. Neither of us look it, thankfully, but no.
Well, and then there's the first timers, right? They jumped to 38, which once again is the highest age. So all three of these categories were the highest age. NAR has been collecting this data in 1981, we've seen. So the first timers came in at a median age of 38 years old.
One of the things that I saw between the age of 24 to 45 was like 64% of the first time market share. I mean, that is just those are the people that we should be going after, right? I mean, those are the people that we need to educate more and get on to the get into their new house. So talk a little bit about the first-time homebuyer side of things, too.
Yeah, I pulled some of this data just so that I made sure that I gave you really accurate information. But the first-timers are really interesting. And so I think this process when we think about what we do, and whether you're in mortgage or you're in real estate, mm-hmm. there's opportunities and there's excitement, and we can decide one of two ways. And I think that's why you all are such a great partner, is we say, what is the formula for success and where's the opportunities and how do we turn those opportunities into our vital few activities? And so I think about first time home buyers. So we know who is buying. Okay. Median right. age is 38. First timers made up 24% of all activity in 2024. Mm-hmm. And I think the natural next question is saying, well, where did the first time home buyers come from? Like where were they living before they moved or bought their home, right? Because that gives us insight into how we market them, how we grow the relationships, kind of that subtle and hidden in our database of where the heck are these first-time buyers, right? And so that was interesting because, let me make sure I say this correctly, yeah. 65% had been renting. Mm-hmm. And then there's an increase here, 24%. Are living with parents, relatives, or friends. So those are the two big numbers. And uh-huh. so I think, right, like put on our originator or real estate agent hat, these people are in our database or they know someone that's in our database, probably their parent, right? Or their grandparent right. they're living with.
And I'm sure those parents probably want to be like, you do need to get out on your own at some point. Here, let's help you.
Absolutely. And so, you know, first timers, let me make sure I give this to you correct, made up that 24%, but it's mm-hmm. those repeat buyers as well that are really dominating the market. And 61% of them owned a home previously. And so part of like, who's buying, why are they buying, what are they buying? It's all in this report. And so we say, well, we know who's buying. We've got these repeats. We've got these first timers. We know that they're moving either from a rental, if you're a first timer, or your parents' basement.
Right.
Or your repeat buyers, which is the largest group buying right now. I mean, that made me get so excited for some of our coaching clients saying the majority of people buying right now are already in your database, or they're one degree of separation from somebody in your database.
And it is so important to keep in contact with that database. And people just do not, you just expect them to reach out to you when they're ready to do something, but we can't do that. How do we keep in contact with them, Rebecca? Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that, because that should be the number one thing I think we're all doing. Is if I know, now I could waste time and I could go around and do all these things to generate business, mm-hmm. which could be exhausting. And we know this industry, we could work 20 hours a day, 7 days a week if we allowed ourselves. But one thing I know you and I are in agreement on is what are those vital few activities that yield me the highest return? And so the saying around that is, 20% of your habits or activities are yielding you 80% of your return.
Yep.
And that's exactly what you're asking is, okay, well, if I know who's buying and what they're buying and why they're buying, that's going to help me create a really great plan, how to market my database and provide value to my database and reach out to them. And I think it's important to note that when we look at where referrals are coming from, they're coming from family and friends. And the number one driver to create change or a reason for purchasing a home is to be near family and friends. Mm-hmm. So those in our database referring those they know is number one category. And so how do we take this knowledge and say, if I could increase the database referrals to 25 or 50% of my business, I mean, most of the times, you know, if I'm doing a keynote, I'll ask the audience, if you received one referral from everyone in your database, would that change your business? And absolutely, it's like hands are up.
100%.
So why don't we create our behavior and our activities around that mentality, knowing the stats that are right in front of us?
And it's going to be about that habit building too. If you're not doing this already, then it's time blocking that out to get with your database. And because if you don't, somebody else is going to, and they are going to get them up into another house before, when you could have been the one that they referred you on to.
Absolutely. In fact, I was going to share this with you. I thought it was really interesting. 40% of all buyers are referred by a friend, neighbor, or relative. And then I look at the second, only 17% used the agent previously. So what it's saying is I'm more likely to refer Cody if my mom or sister said, hey, he's great, than if I used you previously. And so we've got to establish value and create trust so that we earn those referrals. I think that's important. And then talk about where you spend your time. You know, they go down and they create other stats saying, okay, well, they listened to, they saw my ad in some kind of online format. Well, that's a 1% return. I mean, I don't want to go after the 1% return. Sure, it's great bonus. I'll take it. But if I can earn these referrals by knowing the top one or two categories, that's going to change how I do business.
I think that that's just that 17% that you mentioned really stands out to me, that they will, they only use 17% only use the person that they previously worked with. Right. So the closing does not mean that that relationship ends. And think about, you might see, you might be friends on Facebook with this person and be like, they just bought a house and now I missed out on that opportunity. Well, what did you do to continue to nurture that, to make sure that they didn't go to somebody else? So it's more than 17%. Maybe, hopefully you are part of that 17%, but what are you going to do to change that, to be part of that 17% and increase that?
Well, that's spot on. It's really about running an intentional, on-purpose business. And that's what I think we're talking about, is we don't have to be everything to everybody. Know the numbers, know the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Because to take that even a step further, you know, one of the questions is, what do buyers want most from their real estate agents? So if I know who's buying and how they're looking and what they want, I mean, what the number one thing they want from their real estate agent, 49% said, I want help finding the right home. So I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. That's how, like, can you help me? I'm going to use you and pay you, but I just need your help finding the right home. So then I started watching my marketing for the last few months that I get from agents all over the country, and really mortgage bankers all over the country. How many do you think out of, I think there was like 52 marketing pieces between direct mail and email, how many do you think said specifically, I have a process in place to help you find the right home?
You would think that'd be so simple.
That's all they want. That's all they want.
But getting that place, getting that in place as well, too, is a whole nother podcast altogether episode. But just saying, this is what we're going to do for you is going to answer the need that most people want.
Absolutely. And one out of 50 some marketing pieces said that. And so I think if we kind of bring this all back home and bring it back together, I think what we're saying is, hey, we know who's buying. There's a high likelihood that it's either the person in your database or it's someone, somebody in your database knows. So what is your plan for 2025 to establish trust and value and articulate and educate those in your database, right? It's, what am I mailing? What am I sending? What am I saying? Am I offering education? Am I getting face-to-face? Am I picking up the phone? It's kind of like how we started with that, different personalities and different learning modality. Yeah.
Once you, if you hit all of those, then it's going to, one of those is going to stand out to somebody. So if you're sending a card or giving a call or text or doing events, you're hitting all those different personality types to make sure. It's going to feel overwhelming at first, I'm sure. But once you start getting into the habit of doing it and you've got that system in place, you're going to see the return on investment like you were talking about. And these numbers are going to, you're going to be part of the positive statistics if you're actually moving forward with these things.
It is. I think it's exciting, right? We have two mindset choices. You and I have talked about this. Is what is your mindset? And it's amazing when I talk to coaching clients that are saying, oh my gosh, this market's amazing. I'm so busy. And then the other ones that are saying, I don't know. I'm just, it's not much going on. I'm not very busy. And I can't help but stand back and say, is it the market or is it your interpretation and belief and mindset around the market and knowing this data? Because this is what I'd probably, you know, leave the listeners with is knowing this is 14% of all buyers and 17% of repeat buyers are saying, my main driver for moving is I want to be closer to family and friends. Mm-hmm. Family and friends are referring. I want to be closer to family and friends. And so I think about our databases and that increase in multi-generational housing. You know, if I've got a client in my database, if she's not thinking of moving to be closer to family and friends, she probably has aging parents or millennial or Gen Z kids that are either looking for down payment assistance or they're looking to buy their first home. And so thinking about that generational reach that we can have if we really do a good job establishing trust and being top of mind.
And not even just friends and family, but you've got the coworkers as well. I mean, it's just exponentially the amount of people that these people see on a regular. We've helped. They had an excellent experience and they're going to talk about that to other people if it was an exceptional experience. So you reminding them too, for that matter, hey, don't forget, if you know a friend or family member, just like with, hey, I'll help you find a home. Sometimes you got to just put it right in their face so that they know, instead of just assuming they're going to do it. So asking for that business on top of everything else is key on top of what we're already talking about.
No, I think that's spot on. And, you know, just, I think we've talked for 15 minutes and in 15 minutes, if I know you and I both want to just pour into others and create abundance, but what we've really talked about is the roadmap to creating that production that you want.
Exactly. Exactly. Anything else you want to add around any of that? Have I missed anything?
Well, here's some positives. I mean, we should talk positives, right? One thing that stood out, I'll share two things that standed out, if that's okay with you, Cody.
Absolutely.
I get this question a lot, and maybe you do too, from real estate agents saying, gosh, if I'm going into present to a new buyer or a listing, should I go first and have the first impression? Should I go last and leave the last impression? And there's always these conversations around it. And so I want to touch on that first. Always go first. First time home buyers, repeat buyers, and all buyers go with the first agent they interview.
Always go first.
Always go first.
Your last. Okay. That was a horrible joke, but we'll give it to him. Go for it.
So I think that's important. And then I think the second piece that's important is this stat that says 61% of home buyers have already recommended their agent. And this is like within that first year of closing. 61% have already recommended their agent. And then it goes on. 14% have already recommended one time, 18% have recommended two times, 20% have recommended their agent four or more times. Wow. And it surprises me how few mortgage bankers and real estate agents have a post-closing plan for that first year when it's like the sweet spot for having and earning referrals.
There's so many opportunities in there added value in that first year is just even checking in on them. Hey, how's it going? Getting settled. Oh, it's your first Christmas. It's your, like, that first year is so easy to do. So we should be utilizing it. We should be utilizing it anyway, but it's an excellent, excellent time to stay in contact.
It sure is. And I think we go into 2025 and I know there's a lot of stuff not in our circle of control. There's all this crazy stuff going on and we'd like to stress about it and talk about it. But can we just hone in on what's on our circle of control and what's in our circle of influence? Because this is what the facts are saying. We've had attrition in both industries.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate agents and originators have left the industries, and we're expecting anywhere from 4.5 to 5.2 million homes to sell, which is a jump from last year. So there's less in the industry. There's anticipation of really an increase in buyers this year. That's the silver lining, and I think that's what we should all be focusing on.
Like you said, it's a year of abundance, a year of abundance. On the- But if you're not out there doing these things, then you're going to miss out on it. So, I mean, if you are listening to this, as soon as you get done listening, so write down a plan, start making that plan together to go back through your database, make sure you've touched base with them within the next week after listening to this. That is our goal for you and listening. Reach out to everybody, ask them for the business, and make sure that you know that they know that you're available for their friends and family and their coworkers, because if you don't, somebody else will. If you don't, somebody else will. But I do know that we have here, we're getting a webinar from you at Atlantic Bay. Then you'll be sharing it with the mortgage bankers here, so we can then turn around and present it to real estate agents, right?
Got it. Absolutely. And I know Cody and I are just chatting because we're friends and we are so excited about this year, but the webinar is going to show the actual grass for those of you that are visual learners. It's going to do a deep dive into opportunities. And in fact, the title of it is Creating Abundance in 2025. Reach out to your mortgage banker. They're going to have this presentation for you, for your office, for you to really hone in and talk about everything that Cody and I have been generating in our discussion today. There's a next step here. We're not just leaving you and hoping you remember all this. We're going to give you the report. Your originator, your mortgage banker is going to give you the presentation, really just partnering in success.
Yeah. And it takes a village. It takes a village to make sure all the team works, a well-oiled machine. We got happy buyers. We got happy referrals.
Yeah, I like that.
To wrap this up, we ask every one of our people that come on to all of our guests that come onto the show, how do you see yourself lending it forward in this year and the coming years?
Oh, yes. Lending it forward. I want to be a voice for positivity and opportunity and abundance. What you focus on expands. I want to offer quarterly webinars complimentary to anyone in mortgage and real estate so that I can help you talk about opportunity and what's going great in our industry. I want to really my personal lending it forward, which I think aligns with you all so well, is I just want to leave everyone better off for the than before they met me, right? So if I can pour information or positivity into whoever I meet, that's my personal life vision, is to do that.
I mean, I know I've not stopped smiling all the way through this, just your positive through a simple Zoom that we're doing here. By the way, guys, we do have this on YouTube, and make sure on Instagram, you can check out some of the reels if you're just listening to the podcast, but you get to see our smiling faces as well if you need a little brightness to your day. But
awesome. Thank you so much, Cody.
Thank you, Rebecca. Really appreciate you coming on again. We will have to get you to number five too. Five of these will get you a jacket like SNL.
I like it.
I'm in the works. I'm in the works on them. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Rebecca, and join us next week for the next one.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode, and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.